Today, Congress condemned President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. A bipartisan majority of the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution opposing Trump's policy in the region. Shortly after the vote, Trump hosted congressional leaders at the White House to discuss the situation, but the Democrats did not stay long. Speaking outside of the White House, the Democratic leaders accused the president of having a meltdown. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it. And that's why we couldn't continue in the meeting, because he was just not relating to the reality of it.
NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Aisha.
Hello.
Feelings are obviously running high today about the president's policy change in Syria. Explain what happened.
So you had that vote in the House where you saw it was passed overwhelmingly. And this kind of sets up this idea that there is a lot of support, bipartisan support, for possible sanctions bills against Turkey over Turkey's actions in Syria. And that President Trump right now doesn't have a lot of allies on the Hill on this decision that he's made. But earlier today, Trump really dug in. He said, the president said he's not surprised by Turkey's actions, and he said he didn't give the green light to Turkey, but he didn't regret his decision that he made to pull U.S. troops from northern Syria. Here's some more of what he said at that press conference.
And Syria doesn't want Turkey to take its land. I can understand that. But what does that have to do with the United States of America if they're fighting over Syria's land? Are we supposed to fight a NATO member in order that Syria, who is not our friend, keeps their land? I don't think so.
And so really today he was saying that this is not the U.S. fight. He was also saying that the Kurds are not angels. And he also implied, without offering any evidence, that the Kurds had released some ISIS prisoners, maybe to cause political problems for him. Again, he didn't offer any evidence of that.
So we heard a little bit from Pelosi after that White House meeting. Tell us more about what Trump is hearing from Republicans about his decision on Syria.
So you have Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today. He thanked the Kurds for their alliance with the U.S., saying that it helped to defeat ISIS. And so a number of Republicans are coming out against what President Trump has done. You have Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who has been a big defender of the president, saying that he fears that this is a complete and utter national security disaster in the making. Here's some more of what Graham had to say.
If we do not leave some residual forces behind to partner with the Kurds, ISIS will come back. It will put our nation at risk. We will have been seen as dishonorable in the eyes of all future allies. The president's decision here, I think, is the biggest mistake of his presidency.
And there really has been this back and forth between Trump and Graham, because Trump was asked about some of Graham's comments, and Trump said that Graham wants to keep the U.S. in the Middle East for 1,000 years. And he said that Graham should focus on his role as the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee and launch investigations and not talk so much about what's going on in Syria. And Graham was saying that he will not be silent on national security issues.
So you've described where the Republicans are coming from and what the Democrats think, but what's the president's overarching goal here? Because he announced that he was pulling U.S. troops out, which many people saw as a tacit green light for Turkey to enter Syria. But then when Turkey did that, the president announced sanctions on Turkey. He's threatening more sanctions now. Does he have a strategy here?
It's not really clear, and it seems to change from day to day or moment to moment. The overarching thing that he seems to be saying is that he's fulfilling this campaign promise to stop endless wars. That's what he keeps saying. But at times he has harsh words for Turkey and says he'll crack down on their economy if they act inhumanely. But then today he didn't really seem concerned about the humanitarian situation for the Kurds, or the fate of what would happen to the Kurds.
NPR's Aisha Roscoe at the White House, thank you very much.
Thank you.